God. Amen. You just mind the Lord today and tonight. Mark chapter 4, if you find your place, please stand for the reading and reverence of God's word. I'll read fast and you pray hard. Thankful for what the Lord's already done.
Amen.
Looking forward, Preacher Tim, to what he's going to do.
Amen.
Amen. He's faithful, ain't he? Amen. I love that, Brother Jonathan. I might just take that and run with that a little bit. Amen. Should have gone down, but they were still sailing. Amen. How many? There's a lot of you should have gone down already, but you're still here. Amen. You're still here. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Woo! Mark chapter 4. Look with me if you. Verse 35, I'll read fast and you pray hard. And the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, that's Jesus talking, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. A great storm of wind and the to the ship, so that it was now full. Yeah. He was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and saying to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, and the wind ceased and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, are you that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly. And what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Pastor Mitch, ask a blessing on God's word. Oh, God. Help, Lord. Help, help, help tonight, God. Thank you, Lord, for who you are, for what you do. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated. Tonight, if the Lord will help me for just a few moments, I want to preach on this thought tonight in the midst of the storm. In the midst of the storm, I'm preaching to some folk that have been through some storms tonight. Amen. Oh, I wish we had the time to go from pew to pew and person to person and hear your testimonies and listen just like this just did, and just tell what God's done for you. Amen. Brother Mitch, I heard yours the other day, and some of you, I know some of yours, brother preacher. Listen, I know some of your testimonies. We've been through some storms, and there might be somebody here tonight, you're going through one right now. And I guarantee you there'll be some of us, listen, tomorrow, after tomorrow, next week, guess what? There's another one waiting. Oh, tonight, listen, I pray this message will encourage you. Listen, it'll cause you just to rejoice in the Lord for who he is and what he does. And it'll encourage you to let you know that the same one that was in the storm back there is the same one going to be in the storm up there. Amen. And so tonight I want to preach on in the midst of the storm. Three things tonight I want to bring out. Number one, if you're taking notes, write this down. The severe storm. Number one is the severe storm. Oh, yes, brother, this was a storm. Amen. Hey, I want you to notice three things about this severe storm tonight. Number one, notice it was a time of darkness. It was a time of darkness. Verse 35 said, and when the even, I'm no scholar, I'm no Bible professor, but Brother Roger, I'm pretty sure even is even. It's night time. The sun is beginning to set. Darkness is coming on. I'm talking about it was a dark time. It was a dark time, brother. Even was come. Oh, but not only a time of darkness, but it was a time of danger. It was a time of danger. Notice, and my brother already began to testify about it, but the Bible tells us a great storm of wind begin to come, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Up here, it wasn't just a dark time that even had come on, but now this great storm of wind has come upon the Sea of Galilee. This great storm has come, and their little vessels being tossed to and fro. And the Bible said the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. I am no mariner, but I know this much. Listen, when your boat's in the water, everything's hunky-dory. But when water's in your boat, that's another story. I'm talking about they was in trouble, brother. They was in trouble as these waves begin to beat into the ship, and it was now full. It was a time of darkness. It was a time of danger. But here, friend, it was a time of doubt. Verse 38, brother, they're hanging on for dear life. Their little vessels being tossed to and fro. Darkness has come on. The rain is pouring. The wind is howling. Their vessels tossed to and fro. Waves are crashing over their head. Their boats begin to fill up. And brother, as far as they're concerned, they're going down. As far as they're concerned, Preacher Mitch, they ain't got a chance in the world. Amen. As far as they're concerned, this is it. They've gone as far as they can go. But somewhere in the darkness, somewhere in the midst of the storm, somebody went and got Jesus. Amen. Somebody woke him up, and here was the question they had. They said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Oh, yeah, brother, they thought they was going to die that night. They thought they was going down. They thought they'd be down at the bottom of the Sea of Galilee. Oh, they thought this is it. Oh, listen, I'm talking about the severe storm, a time of darkness, a time of danger, and a time of doubt. And, oh, I know there's some of you been there before, friend. Listen, just been hanging on with all you had. Listen, as you were being tossed to and fro by the raging waves of the sea of your troubles and heartache. And oh, listen, there's somebody there tonight. Oh, you come in just hanging on. Listen, with what little bit strength you had left, saying, Preacher, just don't know if I could make it through another day. Just don't know if I can take just one more thing. Oh, you might be hanging on, friend. I'm telling you, I see the severe storm. It was a severe storm, friend, here upon the Sea of Galilee. But whoop, here's where business picks up. Oh, I see the severe storm, but number two, here's where business picks up. I see the sovereign Savior. Woo! Oh, I see the severe storm, but I see the sovereign Savior. Oh, yes, friend, can I just tell you right now? Listen, let's just time out right here. The Lord never told you that storms wouldn't come. The Lord never told you, friend, that storms I wouldn't come your way. No, on the contrary, preacher, Jesus said this. He said, in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Woo, I've overcome the world. Hey, Job said, man that's born of a woman, days and full of trouble somehow. We've been convinced that just because we're saved and serving God, that storms ain't never going to come our way. Can I just remind you, this was the 12 men that Jesus chose to follow him, his disciples. These were some of the greatest men of God that you could ever read of in the Word of God, men that would become his apostles and begin the great church. For I'm telling you, this was Jesus's men, and they found themselves in the midst of a storm. Brother, don't you be surprised every now and then, brother, when you find yourself in the midst of a severe storm. But in the middle of it all, woo, there was Jesus, praise God. Oh, yes, there was a severe storm, but praise God. Number two, I'm glad for the sovereign Savior. Can I just give you three things about him tonight? Oh, listen, this is good. I just might get a case of the can't help it. Say, man, when I think about my sovereign Savior, oh, in the middle of every storm I've ever gone through, praise God, he's been right by my side. Every storm I've ever went through, he's been right there, friend. Oh, can I just give you three things about the sovereign Savior? You might be in a severe storm today. You might be in one tomorrow. You might just come out of one and you just want to praise him for being right there. But oh, listen, the sovereign Savior. Can I just tell you tonight, in the midst of the storm, I'm sure thankful for his presence, aren't you? I'm thankful for his presence, aren't you? Hey, a little bit ago, these people, brother, you know why they was doing that? Because they're just thankful, friend. They're just thankful for who he is and for what he does. Oh, listen, he's been too good for me. Sit still and not raise my hands to heaven and shout glory to his name. He's been too good to me. Oh, can I just tell you something? I'm glad for his presence. Notice what the book said here in verse 36. I mean, listen, they were in a storm, but notice who's on board with them. Oh, it ain't just Peter and Andrew and James and John and all the rest. Listen, notice verse 36, the Bible said, they took him. They took They took him, even as he was in the ship. Who's the him under consideration? Woo! None other than the lovely Lord Jesus himself. Oh, can I just tell you, I'm glad. Oh, yeah, the storm may have come. It may have been a severe storm. It may have been a time of darkness, danger, distress, and doubt. By the way, we're living in a dark time now. How many would agree we're living in a time of distress and despair now? Oh, yes, we're living in a dark time now. Oh, in the middle of it all, there was Jesus. He was on the ship with them, praise God. He was on the boat with them. Oh, he never told you, friend, that you wouldn't go through the storm. But aren't you glad if you're his tonight? Brother, he'll be right there with you, amen. Woo! In Genesis chapter 7, I read about a man named Noah who went through the greatest storm that we could ever read about. Amen. I listened. God told him what he was going to do. He prepared the ark to the saving of his house. And brother, there came a storm. But just before the storm hit, I love Genesis chapter verse 1. I love what the Lord says to his man. What's he say, preacher? He said, come thou into the ark. That may not mean much to you, but I want you to notice what he did not say. He did not say, go thou. Woo! He said, come thou. You know what that means? He was already on board. Amen. Woo! He was already on the ship, brother. He was already on the boat. Oh, Noah. Oh, Noah, there's a storm coming. There's a storm coming like the world has never known. But he didn't say, go thou and do the best you can, hoss. No, he said, come thou. I'm already on board. Amen. Woo! He was already on the ship just waiting for him to get on. Amen. Praise God. Don't know about you, but I'm real glad in the midst of the severe storm. I'm glad for his presence. No wonder why in Isaiah 43, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, Isaiah said these words as God spoke to him. He said, fear not. For I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Whoop! Thou art mine. He said, when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. And when you pass through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thy feet. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Oh, praise God. He never told friend, you wouldn't go through the storm. But he said, when you do, I'll be right there. Oh, praise God. I'm glad for his presence tonight. Amen. Mommy and daddy may not be there. Husband and wife may not be there. Son or daughter may not be there. As good as the preacher loves you, he may not be there. Oh, thank God. In the time of darkness, in the time of danger, in the time of distress, in the time of doubt, I'm glad he'll be right there. Praise God. He is there through it all, friend. Amen. But not only am I glad for his presence, but woo, I'm glad for his power. In the middle of the storm, anybody else glad for his power tonight? Can I just show you something very quickly as we consider his power? Look with me at verse 37. Are you there? Say amen. There's about half of you there. Verse 37, notice what the book said. And there arose a great storm of wind. Woo! Do me a favor tonight. I want you to read those first three words of that verse with me. Say it with me. Ready? Here we go. And there arose. One more time. And there arose. You get it now. One more time. And there arose. Now drop down to verse 39. I want you to notice these first three words. And he arose. Woo! One more time, church. And he arose. We just got to do that once more. And he arose. Oh, yes, and there arose. And he arose. And there arose. and he arose. Someone said, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to tell you that no matter what storm rises up in your life, I'm telling you that he is sufficient, that he is able, that he is big enough, that he is powerful enough to rise up, to rise up, to rise up and meet the challenge. Praise God for Jesus. Amen. I may not know the storm you're going through. I may not know the storm that has risen up in your life. I may not know the storm that has risen up in your home, in your family, in your situation, in your church. But praise God, and there arose, and he arose, and there arose, and he arose. Praise God, he's able. Woo! And he arose. I'm telling you, he's big enough. He's able enough. Oh, praise God, he arose. Don't know about you, but I'm real glad for his power. I'm glad that he is able. We said it last night. Now unto him that is able to do. We can stop right there and shout it out. To do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Praise God, he's able tonight. He rose. Amen. But not just his presence. Oh, he was on board, friend. And his power, Brother Kenny, that he arose. But I want you to notice something else tonight. In the middle of the storm, I'm glad for his peace. How many knows the world's looking for peace? They're looking for it in a bottle. They're looking for it in a pill. They're looking for it in a relationships. They're looking for it at their job and what they can make and what they can buy and what they can do, but they always come up empty-handed. No wonder why the old prophet said the wicked are like the troubled waves of the sea, whose waters cannot rest, casting up its dirt and mire, for there is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. Now I'm glad when you got Jesus, friend. Oh, I'm glad when the sovereign Savior is on board. Woo! Thank God, friend, you can find peace tonight. Notice what the book said. You still there with me? Say amen. Amen. Notice verse 37 one more time. And there arose, what arose, friend? A great storm of wind. Not just a storm. A great storm. A doozy. One of those ones that they'd probably give a name like they do on the Weather Channel. I'm talking about this was a big one. Oh yeah, a great storm of wind. But drop down to verse 39 again. Oh, listen, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a woo! Praise God. Hey, when it all started, there was a great storm. But by the time Jesus got done with it, it was a great calm. It was a great storm. But by the time he got done, it was a great calm. Not just a calm, but a great calm. Oh, yeah. I could just see Jesus standing up saying, shut up, lay down, go to bed, get around, behave, lay down. But I'm telling you, friend, there arose, but he arose. Amen. Oh, there was a great storm of wind. But by the time you get out of verse 39, there was a great calm. Jesus said, shh. Woo, a great calm. Don't know about you, but I'm glad for his peace tonight. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, there's some of you went through some stuff, and people look on and think, how in the world are you keeping it together? How in the world are you still making it? How in the world are you getting up out of bed in the morning? How in the world can you face another day? Oh, yeah, listen, because in the severe storm, I've got a sovereign Savior, and I'm glad for his presence. I'm glad for his power. And I'm glad for his peace, friend, that he gives to his children. No wonder why the old prophet Isaiah said this. He said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. He said, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah there's everlasting strength. You remember what Jesus said in John 14 and 37. He said, my peace. peace I leave with you. My peace give I unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You know what? The world's looking for peace. But thank God, when you got the sovereign Savior on board, you got a peace, friend, that passes all understanding. Amen. I'll be honest with you, I don't fly. I've never flown, never have. Everywhere I've gone, I've driven. We've always taken our car, our truck. Listen, I'm not saying I won't, but I'm saying it ain't my preference. But I heard a story about a fella years ago, the true story. They said he got on this plane, and this will give you an idea why I don't. The plane started going through turbulence. I mean, it was rough. It was so bad, oxygen masks were falling out of the ceiling. People were screaming and babies was crying. And folks who didn't pray started praying. I mean, it was bad, friend. And this fella said, I ain't never seen that like it. I mean, we was going through turbulence. Oxygen masks were falling. And he said, I looked across the aisle and there was a girl sitting over there, maybe about 9 or 10 years old, reading a book. I mean, grown-up people was crying and praying and screaming. And, hey, he looked over. She was reading a book. He thought to himself, he said, if we get out of this, he said, I'm going to have to talk to her. I've got to speak to that little girl. Oh, listen, they finally got through that time of turbulence. Oh, yeah, and got the plane landed. Folks started getting off board, off the plane, and finally he had just a minute to grab her, speak to her, and said, sis, I got to ask you a question. He said, a few moments ago when the plane was going through turbulence, oxygen masks were falling, people were screaming and crying, I looked over and noticed she was reading a book. He said, how in the world could you remain so calm? Oh, she said, mister, I can tell you right now. She said, my daddy's the captain, and I'm just knew he'd get us through the storm. Woo! Can I just tell you, friend, you just hang on. You just trust him. He's the captain, friend. He's the captain. And I guarantee you, friend, he's going to get you safely through. Amen. The sovereign Savior. Let me give you my last point, friend. Not only do I see the severe storm, it was bad. Time of darkness, a time of danger, a time of doubt. Are you there tonight? Are some of you there tonight? I see the sovereign Savior who I'm glad in the middle of the storm, Preacher Tim, I'm glad for his presence. I'm glad he's on board. Come now. Woo! I'm already here, big boy. Amen. And then his power there arose. He arose. His peace. A great storm, a great calm. Peace. Be still. Can you imagine? I believe as soon as he said that, them black clouds rolled back. The sun started shining. Birds started singing. The water laid down, looked like glass. I believe they just... What in the world just happened? Who is this man? Oh, what manner of man is this? I'm talking about the sovereign Savior. Oh, tonight, if you don't know him, you can know him. And tonight, if you ain't where you need to be with him, I guarantee you, it'd be real good, friend, for you to do business with him tonight. And tonight, if you're saved, I'm telling you, let's just do a few things. First of all, let's thank him for the storms he's already got us out of. Let's trust him for the storm we're in right now. And let's just trust him for the storms that lie just ahead, because they're on their way. But God, aren't you glad for the sovereign Savior, brother, that can bring you through the storm? Amen. Number three, and I'm done. Not only am I see the severe storm and the sovereign Savior, I see the sure safety. I see the sure safety, number one, and I already mentioned this, but number one, he got them through the storm. He got them through the storm. Brother, I'm talking about it got calm. They said, what manner of man is this? The seas and the wind obey him. You know what amazes me? We'll go through a storm. He'll get us through and we'll come out on the other side. Woo, glory. And then the next storm comes. Oh, God, where you at? Don't you love me? Don't you care about me? I'm just as guilty, friend. But I'm telling you, he got them through the storm. He got them through the storm. They ain't one storm I've went through in the last 32 years of my salvation that he ain't got me through. He'll get me through again. Amen. He got him through the storm. What manner of man is this? Peter didn't do it. John didn't do it. Andrew didn't do it. Nope. It was Jesus. He got him through the storm. But not only did he get him through the storm, I want you to notice this. He got him to the other side. Woo! Now don't get nervous because I'm going to the next chapter. I'm only going to read one verse. Amen. Look at chapter 5, verse 1. And they came over. And they came over unto the other side of the sea. Woo! Not only did he get them through the storm, but he got them to the other side. Can I just slow down here for just a second? I told you, friend, just because you're saved don't mean you ain't going to go through some storms. Now look up here. I said this last night in the message, and it kind of pertains to the same thing. There's some storms you go through, you've caused it yourself. How do you know, preacher? Go ask Jonah. Go ask Jonah. He brought his own storm upon himself by disobeying God, running from the presence of God, not yielding to God. Hey, listen, trying to go his own way. Guess what? A storm came, and brother, I'm telling you, he brought it on himself. But there's some storms, friend, they come suddenly. They come unaware, and it's a storm that you had nothing to do with. The phone rings, the knock on the door. The car pulls up, friend, and it storms that you ain't never had anything to do with. It just comes. I'm going to tell you, friend, as you serve God and as you do the will of God and as you continue to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and are faithful to him in these dark days in which we live, in these despairing, distressing times in which we're in, I'm telling you, friend, the storms will come. And I don't care how much you love him and serve him and do for him, friend, the storms are going to come. I'm going to tell you, you can be slap dab in the middle of God's will and a storm's going to come. When Jesus got on board with them disciples, he said, let us pass over under the other side. He had every intention of getting them over to the other side of Gadara. He just didn't tell them about the storm that was in between. We want to see the whole staircase. Most time we can't even see the first step. You reckon they would have got on board? If you would have said, now boys, before you get on, I got to tell you something. Something waiting for us and you ain't going to like it. I guarantee you they probably wouldn't have got on the ship. I'm going to tell you, in the book of Acts, I read about a man by the name of Paul. He was in the middle of God's will. It was God's will that he go to Rome. But listen, what he didn't know is on the way to Rome, he was going to face a storm. It was a storm so severe they gave it a name, Euroclodon. I said, man, that sounds like a monster from Godzilla. Amen. Euroclodon. And can I just tell you, in the middle of the storm, listen, as he was getting from where he was to where God wanted him to be, he had to go through a storm. And friend, as you serve God, you'll be faithful to him. He'll be faithful to you. But I guarantee you, from the place where you are to the place he wants you to get, you may have to face a storm or two. And the devil will try to tell you, well, now, if you love God and if you were serving God and in God's will, there wouldn't be no trouble and you'd never have a storm and you wouldn't have no opposition. There's a Greek word for that. It's called baloney, friend. Because right here in Acts 27, there's a man who loved God, who served God, and as he was serving God, he had to go through a storm. But guess what? Woo! The sovereign Savior was with him. And Paul said, and now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you of the ship, for there stood by me this night. There stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whose I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, for thou must be brought before Caesar. Hey, he was right in the middle of God's will. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, I believe God, I believe God, that there shall be even as it was told me. Can I just tell you, friend, you may be in the center of God's will. You may be serving God, and a storm may come unexpectedly. But can I just encourage you, not only, friend, will he get you through the storm, but thank God he'll get you safely to the other side. Amen. He'll get you where you need to be, friend. He'll get you from where you are to where he wants you to be. He'll get you from where you are to where his will orders you for to be. He'll get you where where you are to what he has planned and ordained for you. Praise God, you can trust him, friend. He'll get you to the other side. Amen. When he said, let us pass over to the other side, he meant it, friend. He meant it. I guarantee you they might have ordered up their trip a little differently if they would have had their druthers. But he got them to the other side. Can I tell you, wherever it is God has for you, wherever it is he's taken you, whatever his will is for your life, he will accomplish it, friend. He that hath begun a good work in you will perform it. Till the day of Christ Jesus. Probably, Paul probably wrote that from a prison cell, amen. He will, friend. He'll get you safe to the other side. Let me say this and I'm done. Not only will he get you through the storm, and not only will he get you safely to the other side, but woo! One day, friend, he'll get you to the splendors of heaven. If you're saved tonight, if you know Jesus, if your sins are under the blood, your name wrote down in the book, praise God. One day, friend, you'll go through your last storm. One day, you'll go through your last storm, and you'll get to your desired haven, friend. I'm telling you, he'll get you to the splendors of heaven one day after a while. How do you know, preacher? Because as Jesus was getting ready to face the greatest storm of his life, this was the night he was going to be arrested. This was the night he was going to be betrayed, arrested, beaten, falsely accused. In fact, that night he would pray, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. You know what he was saying? Lord, if it's possible, I don't really want to go through this storm. This was the greatest storm he would ever face. But that night, the night of his greatest storm, he looked at his disciples and here's what he said. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Go to prepare a place for you. And woo! If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. You know what he was saying unto them? I'm going to get you all the way home. I'm going to get you to the splendors of heaven. You'll go through your last storm, and one day you'll dock over on the other side, and everything will be all right. He'll get you home, friend. He didn't tell you the storms wouldn't come, sickness and death and trouble and heartache and disappointment and failure. But he said, I'll get you home. Amen. Heard a story. There's a famous author. If I was to name him, I know you'd know him. But this well-known author had been away from home on a trip. And now he was flying back home to Texas where he lived. And on the way home, guess what? Turbulence. I told you why I don't fly. Plane went through turbulence. This man in his writing said the turbulence were so severe there was one passenger on the plane that would get up and move around and jostle about, and the flight attendant said, sir, you've got to sit down and buckle up. The plane is going through turbulence. He sat down for a moment and guess what? Whoop, got back up, jostling around, moving around, nervous. She said, sir, you must sit down. The plane is going through turbulence. You've got to buckle up. And he just wouldn't listen, would not comply. Finally, she went to the where the pilot was, went behind there in the cockpit. And in a few moments, the authoritative voice of the captain came over the speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. The plane is going through turbulence. You must sit down and buckle up. As your captain, it is not my job to make you comfortable. However, it is my job to get you safely home. Woo! I said it is my job to get you safely home. Oh, praise God, the stars may come and the stars may go, but aren't you glad for the sovereign Savior who's on board? Aren't you glad for the captain of your salvation that's flying the plane, that's directing your boat, that's guiding your way? Aren't you glad for the one that said, I'll not leave you and I'll not forsake you, but I'll go with you all the way? Oh, praise God, I'm glad. Even in the time of darkness, in the time of despair, in the time of distress, in the time of darkness, in the time of doubt, I'm glad for the one who's there on my vessel. Oh, I'm glad for his presence. I'm glad for his power. I'm glad for his peace. And I'm glad as I trust him and as I serve him and do his will, I'm glad that not only will it get me through the storm, it'll get me safely on the other side where I need to get, but praise God, one day after a while, when I go through my last storm, when I walk through my last valley, when I face my last trial, praise God, he'll be waiting for me on the other side. He'll say, welcome home. Welcome home. Praise God. Thank God. He'll get me all the way home. Can I just say one more thing? I wasn't going to say this, but I feel like I ought to. When they got to the Gadara, there was a man waiting for them there, a man called Legion. I mean, he was so filled with devils, they called him. He was so filled with devils. I mean, it filled the swine. This man was bad shape. I mean, this man would run around naked, cutting himself, sleeping among the dead, weeping and wailing. Some of y'all say, preacher, I got some family like that. Amen. Praise God. The Bible don't tell me this, but have you ever wondered? Have you ever wondered that legion there in Gadara, maybe, just maybe, he witnessed what happened on the Sea of Galilee? You reckon maybe, just maybe, he saw that severe storm? He saw that vessel being tossed to and fro? And do you reckon that maybe, just maybe, he saw Jesus standing there? And though he may not have heard him, he saw him. And maybe, just maybe, his voice could have carried across that sea. I don't know. But maybe, just maybe, he watched it lay down. And maybe there was something in his innermost being that thought, if he calmed that storm, if he calmed that storm, he could calm this storm. And I believe what nobody else could do for him is they bound him with chains and fetters and tried to control him and tried to manipulate him and tried to get him under submission. All they couldn't do, friend, listen, I believe as he fell down before Jesus and Jesus did for him what nobody else could do, he spoke peace to his soul. Can I just tell you this tonight? Somebody is watching you in your storm. You have influence on those who are watching you in your storm. They're watching you. You might be panicking and you might be cursing God and shaking your fist in God's face. You may be blaming God. You may be wanting to walk away from God. You may be getting upset with God, and you may be tore up, and they're watching that. But there's some of you in the middle of the storm. You're just trusting him, and you're just hanging on to him, and you're just finding peace in his presence and trusting in his power, saying, I know he's going to get me safely through. Somebody's watching you, friend. Somebody's listening to you. And brother, I'm telling you, you'll have an influence on those all around you, friend. And maybe you're going through a storm, and it ain't about you, but it's about somebody that's watching you. Amen. And maybe God's wanting to do something in you in this storm and for you and through you that's a whole lot bigger than what you could ever imagine. Somebody's watching, friend. And tonight, can I tell you, the same Jesus that calmed that storm on the Sea of Galilee, the same Jesus that calmed the storm in that man that was possessed with all them devils, the same Jesus that's been with me through every storm and through many of these is the same Jesus here tonight. Amen. That's able and willing to get you through your storm tonight, get you safely through to where you need to get, and one day he'll get you home, friend. I don't know about you, I believe I'll just trust Jesus. Ain't trusting a political party. Ain't trusting in what the world can do. I'm not even trusting what I can do, friend, because I can't do anything. But I'm trusting him tonight. There arose and he arose. Tonight I believe I don't know who it was. The Bible don't specify. I'm trying to find an exit here. Bible don't specify, but somebody went over to where he was. Jesus was sleeping, by the way. That's a whole message. But the Bible don't tell us who was delegated to do this job. But somebody went over and said, hey, Jesus, get up. How can you sleep at a time like this? We're going down. We're going to die. We're about to perish. What are you doing sleeping? Somebody went and got Jesus. And when he got up, friend, he went to business tonight. You know what altar call is? It's somebody just going to get Jesus. Saying, Lord, I'm going through a storm tonight. Somebody that I love is going through a storm. It's my son, it's my daughter, it's my grandbaby, it's me, it's my spouse, it's my friend, it's my brother, it's my sister, it's that lost loved one that I want to see saved. It's that wayward child that used to sit here and sing, oh, how I love Jesus, but tonight they're so far from God, the FBI can't find them. And oh, it's that one that I know that's going through a hard time. It might be you tonight. You know what? Won't you just come get Jesus and let him calm that storm in you tonight. Let him guide you safely through. Let him get you where he wants to take you tonight. Listen, he'll get you safely home. You can count on that, friend. And tonight, as the singers come, every head reverently bowed tonight, every head reverently bowed, every head reverently